Hello, lovers.
My name is Alex.
And I'm Helena.
And you are listening to Generation Loveless,
a weekly podcast where we discuss the trials and tribulations of love in an internet-obsessed world.
We share our stories of bad Tinder dates, sexual awakenings, self-care, heartbreak and healing, and everything in between. So join us on this roller coaster of dating in the millennial age because it is one wild ride.
And we want to hear from you. Send us your stories, questions, and opinions. You can either send us a DM on Instagram at generation.loveless or shoot us an email at generationloveless@gmail.com. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. We're rolling.
Here we are, trapped in the closet.
Yeah, and we're going to jump right into it.
We're going to talk about dating apps, but first...
Yeah, today's episode is dating apps, and first we're going to do a current dating events in the life of Helena and Alex.
Because so much has been going on.
So much has been going on, and then we'll... And it's all tied into dating apps, luckily, so it all makes sense. So we'll start with that. Alex, what's been up with you?
Okay, so I met this guy from Bumble, was chatting with him. We seemed to have messaging chemistry, even though I don't like to stay on there for too long.
Yeah.
And then we slid into the point where we were texting, like, on our phones.
Yeah.
Like, off the app.
iPhone, yeah.
iPhone.
And she showed me his Bumble, too. He was this cute...
He was French.
He's French.
And he was...
Cute,
attractive,
stylish,
which I'm so into that kind of like metro thing you got going on.
Yeah.
And
is that PC metro?
I don't know.
I don't care. I'm just wondering. I don't know. Who cares?
I don't fucking
whatever.
Know.
Whatever.
I don't. I'm.
It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. It is what it is. So we were trying to make a plan. My favorite part of dating, and it was already difficult, which should have been a red flag there. He was busy when I was free. And, you know, the nights that I said, oh, like, why don't we get together this night? He was like, oh, well, don't you, I don't know. He was making it difficult.
Yeah.
So, he really wanted to hang out on Wednesday night. I was like, well, look, I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm going to the movies with them. I can't. Sorry. And I was like, what about Friday? And he was like, I can't on Friday. And at that point, I honestly was just like, fuck this. I'm not even going to make a plan with him.
Yeah,
in
it's
general.
Too difficult.
And I went to the movies with you.
Yeah, you did.
And some friends. And we got out kind of early, and I thought, whatever, I'll just text him, see if he wants to go grab a drink. I know it's kind of last moment.
You got your eyebrows done. You were
last
looking
minute.
Hot as
yes,
fuck.
I was feeling good.
Yeah.
So I texted him, and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I'm at home. I really want to meet you, but, like, I've had such an exhausting day. I'm making dinner right now. That being said, you're welcome to come over. And... that should have been a little bit of a red flag right there because Helena and I just got done having a conversation where, first of all, we don't want to, or we want to try not to have sex with people as we're trying to get to know them.
Yeah.
When we're first dating someone, first date, second date, third date. Because once you have sex, things get really confusing and all the hormones are out.
Yeah, and it's not the cliche, oh, once you give it up, he's got nothing to work for.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's sexist. I don't believe in that. That's so
bullshit.
Stupid. I'm not, you know, I'm not, I don't know.
No, it makes sense. But what happens, especially for a woman, is that we release so much oxytocin.
Yeah.
And that makes us feel very connected and bonded to this person.
If you orgasm, that is.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And I actually find this to be so true. If you're not orgasming, you're not releasing those same chemicals.
Which
it's not the same. And also,
if
you're fucking him and not orgasming,
what's the point? Right.
Yeah.
So we were just having this conversation of, you know, how can we ignore this not going to each other's apartments or homes when you're first getting to know someone? Because when you're at someone's apartment, it's personal, it's easier to get intimate, it's easier to take your clothes off and fuck. So.
Yeah, and it feels good. And if you're starting to get to know someone and you have chemistry, of course you want to rip their clothes
right.
off.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
So.
And so I was really on the fence about going over, long story short, I ended up going over.
To his apartment.
And I think at this point I was just kind of like, whatever, I did.
Interestingly enough, she didn't call me.
I didn't. And it's actually funny because my roommate, who was like, go over, was also asking me, like, what would Helena say? And I was like, oh, no, Helena would not say this is good right now.
Yeah.
So I went over, and this was, like, 10 o'clock at night, and it was so nice.
Magical.
So refreshing. It did feel magical. We had so much chemistry. We were talking about, you know, relationships and social media and how we both think that dating apps can be so shallow and make it so difficult to actually meet people because our generation is so focused on appearance and our identities online. And, you know, I don't know.
He was opening up to you. You guys were talking about things that sometimes are taboo on first dates to talk about. But when you connect with someone, everything comes out. You can just be open, talking about past relationships, when you got hurt, how
family,
you got hurt. Family.
Like, you know, stuff we've both been through that it's difficult. Some of the most difficult things we've gone through in life. And, and it wasn't like, I don't know, it just, it was effortless.
Oh,
we talked about everything. And there was actually one point where I was kind of asking him, you know, like, what he wants in a relationship and in a partnership. And it kind of made me, like, die a little bit because he said, like, a phrase, or, like, he said something that Helena's literally said word for word in a in another episode, which was just that it should feel like, you know, that partner should feel like your best friend and your lover. And I'm trying to think of specifically what he said. I honestly am drawing a blank on it right now.
That's sweet, though.
But, oh, that, like, sex, too. Like, sex has to be a part of that. But it's, like, this very equal, like, giving and receiving.
Yeah.
Like, giving pleasure, receiving pleasure, and how it's equal.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's really, you know, so many people, especially guys, have sex and, like, take the pleasure but don't give it. And that, like, what's the point of that? And so, all in all, it was magical and refreshing. And we had sex, even though I was also, you know, it was super late. We talked from, like, 10 p.m. to almost 4 in the morning.
My gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, just talking, like, nothing crazy. And he was like, oh, it's getting late. And I was like, yeah, I really need to go to bed, but I don't really want to sleep here. I was just talking to my best friend about how sex, when you're getting to know someone, gets really confusing and this and that. And he genuinely was just like, oh, you can stay, like, I have a guest bedroom if you want to stay there if you don't feel like driving. And then for whatever reason, that just, like,
turned
me
on
so
that
much.
Is such a thing.
I was like, oh, you're so nice, let me just, like,
fuck you.
So it was magical.
You had amazing sex, and you did have that cuddling, and there was, like, really intimate talk then too, pillow talk. And and when I met Alex the next day, she picked me up so we could get some iced coffees from Dunkin' Donuts. And she was telling me about it, and I said, oh, you guys are going to date. This is exactly how all my relationships have started, all my serious relationships have started. You just, you can't stop talking. It's flowing so naturally. You stay up all night just getting to know each other, staring into each other's eyes. Sounds cliche, but it's true, and it keeps happening. Like, you, there's no lulls in conversation.
Right, and oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, it's just like, when is the last time I've actually had that happen?
Yeah, no, seriously. Well, the way that you told me about it, it did sound exactly like my relationships, how they started. And then you do have sex, but in my experience, then it still turns into a relationship.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter when it's right like that, too.
Exactly.
It's just,
that's a thing. If you have sex with someone right away, but you're meant to date them or it's going to work out, I don't think that matters.
Right.
Truly. It's more so, I more so think from the point of us evaluating these people as potential partners is why we shouldn't have sex. Not because I don't think you should right away if you feel it. I really, really, truly thought that this was going to be the thing for her. The way that she was talking about it, the things that she told me was so unlike these other experiences that we've been having. And the chemistry, the natural chemistry that you guys obviously had. So I was thinking, oh my God, I'm so my best friend's gonna finally, you know, be in a serious relationship with someone, and this is it. This is the next thing.
And he seemed like such a good guy, and how genuine he was about, you know, just little things of, you know, saying, like, I could stay in the guest room if I didn't want to drive home. Or I remember at one point I started blushing about something, and he was like, are you okay? Like, are you comfortable?
Aww.
Like, and it's just, Like, when does a guy ever fucking ask you that? Like, yeah. How are you feeling?
Yeah, that's
check,
sweet.
Let me just check in with you. Like,
that's so sweet.
You're a woman. Like, you're at my apartment. That could be kind of weird, you know? Aww. So, yeah, it was, it ended up being a very disappointing situation.
I know.
Because I don't think it's a personal thing, and I have learned this with Helena telling me that a lot of these men I've been meeting just are not ready for a relationship and are not ready to prioritize someone. And honestly, I don't think they know how to. And what happened with the Frenchie is that he, again, was just really not good about making a plan or, you know, continued to text me and ask me how my day was going and all that stuff. But that's not really what I care about. And, you know, when I finally said, like, okay, are we going to get together or not? Again, it was on his terms. It was when he was free. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't this, like...
He wasn't making time for you either. And that's the thing. I mean, I was telling Alex with my ex, he was really busy. He was a lot busier than I was at the time. And we would even meet up at his lunch break. He'd say, come meet me for lunch, please. I want to see you, even if it's just an hour. And, you know, the other thing, too, is the ideal trajectory, and I realize it doesn't always work this way, but what we're looking for is you have the natural chemistry and then the reciprocity when it comes to, I had a great time, I want to see you again. When can we both fit each other into our schedules? And,
right.
And let's plan that and let's do it, because I really can't wait to keep getting to know you. It's that simple.
Exactly. And also because we're both really busy people. We both have a lot of things going on that we care about. That being said, we have a mutual interest of getting to know one another. And that effort was just not there.
It hasn't been there in general. And my question, I guess, for the general public or anyone who has an opinion on this, is that effort not there from these guys because, A, we're meeting them on dating apps. Is that why? B, it's a generational thing. C, I don't know.
Because we don't have...
They're just not looking for relationships?
Yeah, but that's the fucked up thing about this, is that he is looking for a relationship, and I think that they're...
Based on what he says on his Bumble, is that what you mean? Or he told
no,
you that?
No, and also what he was looking for. I mean, we were both looking for the same thing.
That's
and the type
so
of relationship
fucked up.
That we were talking about, we were also very on the same page with. Someone that you can connect with, and, you know, it's just, you can talk about whatever, it's never boring, and... You go on fun adventures, and they feel like a best friend to you.
I would say, oh, maybe he just doesn't like you. But because, okay, if that's the case, then what's the realistic other reason? Oh, he's just not into you. No, though. And the reason I say that's not what it is because you don't stay up talking with someone all hours of the night if that chemistry isn't there. You don't. You don't waste your time. You felt that. You know that.
Right. And, like, someone also semi-recently that I was... shortly involved with, they did have interest in hanging out again. That being said, it's just on their terms. It's when they're free. And I don't know if...
Oh, you mean Frenchie?
Yes, both Frenchie and a guy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They both have this in common where... Because Frenchie was still wanted to see me at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're putting it on the back burner. They're basically saying I'm interested in a relationship, but at this... But you don't expect to be a priority.
Yeah, and at my pace.
And at my pace, I set the... Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I set the tone. I set the pace. I let you know when I'm going to see you, but don't expect me to... Yeah, that is so weird.
And I simply even said, like, hey, if you want to see me, I'm free this day and this day. And then, you know, later on, I get the response of...
And he didn't respond for a day, too.
And it's like, okay, I get the response of, you know, oh, those are the 2 days I'm actually, like... Not free, but what about this day?
Okay, and
like,
you know what else? Can I just say, this guy lives 5 minutes away from Alex. You couldn't meet at fucking Starbucks for 30 minutes one of those days.
Also,
if someone cares or is interested enough, they will do that.
Right.
They will.
An hour out of the day.
Yes, it's not that difficult. And, I mean, in my experience, when a relationship has formed, and I knew, and I felt comfortable, and I knew the other person was just as interested, we went on a date, and immediately at the end of that date, we both knew we wanted to see each other again, and we made that plan then and there. then we saw each other again and continued to make plans. It was never any simple waiting around.
Yeah.
It was never any of that.
Well, I am also wondering, like, what is causing this? Is it because...
Yeah,
because
it's not... It seems like this is some sort of problem in guys right now.
No, I know. It keeps happening over and over again.
Is it because
they are used to other women in the past
waiting around?
Going along with it, giving them, you know, being okay with being kept at an arm's distance
until it slowly. But you know what? And this is where I'm not a traditionalist, and I certainly think the past has a lot of fucked up shit, and no, I would not want to go back to 1950. Of course.
Right.
That being said, there is something to be said for having specific dating rules as a society. You go out to dinner and you do this and this courtship ritual and you call her and then you invite her. You know, there's something to be said about that. Now, no one knows what's going on. There's Tinder. It's, oh, we're gonna fuck. It's so dumb. It's a shit show.
And another thing is that they don't have to go through the awkwardness anymore of the beginning stages of getting to know someone or picking up the phone
and calling them. Which they would have had to have done before because the standard was there. They knew that if they didn't do that, another guy was going to go do that. They were going to take her out and call her. And you had to do that to be competitive. Now, and oh God, I hate the way I sound right now, but now because girls are putting up with it, and of course we're talking in heteronormative terms, I acknowledge that, but we're just talking through our experience. But now, because girls are putting up with it, guys are doing less and less and less. I used to hate when people said that.
I know, but it's true. I think it is true. What else is happening?
That's what's happening.
It's not like these guys are like, oh, I'm not interested because they really do want to see me at another time. Yeah. But it's like, what the fuck do you expect? It's really... I don't want to use this word because it seems so harsh, but it just feels a little pathetic to me because I'm like, come on. Like, you know, especially with this last guy, I'm like, I really like you. We definitely could have had a really fun time getting to know one another. That being said, for whatever reason, whether it's a maturity thing or like communication, or it does seem like he was not completely honest with me about where he's at. Only because I simply said, it wasn't like I was calling him out. I was just very honest of, hey, look, actually, I'm not interested in seeing you again. It seems like we already are having a bit of communication issues and
the effort's not there.
Exactly. And I don't want to put my time and energy into someone who isn't reciprocating that. And I just got back a pool full of excuses and it didn't even have to do with what I was talking about, you know? For instance, you know, he was just saying that work is so hard and everything is so stressful and blah, 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 blah. But I know if I was in that position, I would have said, hey, I'm having a really crazy week. I'm really stressed out with some things. I am interested in getting to know you. I might not be able to see you this week, but I hope that I can make a plan with you next week. Like, when would you be free?
Yeah.
And that's that.
It's a good segue into what we want to talk about today, which is dating apps. And it's funny because we sort of pre-researched this and recorded it a while ago, but we're going to revisit it because we've been using dating apps a lot lately. And I'll just quickly go over some of the research that I was looking at. Basically, this psychologist out of Northwestern University, named Eli Finkel, his take on dating apps. So first, this is a quote from him. He said, "For people who want to whine and moan about how online dating isn't working, go back in time to 1975. Ask somebody, what does it feel like to not have any realistic possibility of meeting somebody that you could potentially go on a date with?" So he just said, okay, look, you guys have this massive pool of people. That's all fair and good. Now I do want to talk quickly about some actual research that he's published, which in a way kind of goes against that. So he and his associates, because I don't want to read their names, published a research article titled "Online Dating: A Critical Analysis from the Perspective of Psychological Science." And the purpose of this research study was to explore whether online dating is fundamentally different than traditional dating and whether it promotes better romantic outcomes than traditional offline dating. And I'll just quickly go over some of these conclusions. So the three conclusions as to whether or not online dating has fundamentally changed the landscape, first of all, yes, it has. That is what they concluded definitively.
Right.
And the three reasons, he says, are, one is online dating is pervasive. It now overshadows the many ways singles used to meet. Instead of all these different avenues for meeting and places, we all just meet online now.
Right.
Two, online dating has fundamentally altered the romantic acquaintance process, which is kind of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The study authors expound on this point by mentioning that now we first encounter potential partners in the form of an online profile rather than meeting in person, and that's an objectifying experience in and of itself. Yes. We're just swiping through a profile, not a real human being.
It's so shallow.
It's so two-dimensional. You're not... Yeah, exactly. There's a lot there. And then the third reason as to how the whole field is different now is, you know, there were matchmakers historically for hundreds of years, but dating sites rely on these algorithms and vast amounts of data to set up pairs, and that's just so much more extreme than traditional matchmakers. So that, you know, is the third reason that everything is different now, basically.
Right.
So these are, I think these are pretty convincing arguments. And then also when it comes to the other issue that they were looking at, is online dating a superior way to meet people? They say, you know, dating sites have failed to prove any compelling evidence for these claims that it is better. And so they can't be accepted as valid. They do, however, acknowledge that online dating is superior potentially in one aspect. And that's basically just that you do have potential partners, this huge pool of potential partners that you would have been unlikely to encounter otherwise.
Exactly.
And they also said that it facilitates a rapid transition to face-to-face interaction, and then two people can get a clearer sense of their romantic potential. And that is something that Eli Finkel has said before, too. He doesn't necessarily think online dating is better or gives you that many, you know, benefits. And he says the best thing to do is meet up with people as fast as you can to assess that in-person chemistry, because that's the only way you'll know. So anyways, that's that. I thought that was an interesting study, and it obviously... Oh my God! I just realized! I'm dying right now. Okay. I just want to say that Helena and
I—that was insane.
I just whipped that out, and then
I was like, "Fucking go, girl!"
Oh my God! Ow. Oh my God! I think it's because Alex's computer is dying.
I know, and I literally—I
was like, "Gotta get through this story."
We had a bunch of trick-or-treat Halloween candy before we did this episode.
Oh my God.
We were giggling.
Oh my God, that was so crazy.
I was holding back a laugh.
All right.
That was amazing.
Let's take a break. Hold on. We need to take a break and plug the computer in, you guys, and also reflect on what just happened there.
Because that was insane.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay. Do I press that?
Just pause it. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I'm back. And I don't even know if that was clear in that happened. You can tell that we were laughing because I sounded absolutely absurd.
Oh, yes, but also the research that you presented.
Oh, yeah, the research.
Clear.
The research that I presented.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And then the next point. And then the next point.
You got it.
Anyways, so I guess now I just want to talk about... our experiences with dating apps, not so much stories, because I feel like we've given a bunch of those, but what do we think? Like, do we think that,
I've run out of words. Well, a couple of things. Eli Finkel talks about how we have this giant dating pool and that we are meeting people that we potentially would never meet.
Yeah.
How do you actually feel about that, Helena Earls? And can I ask you this? Would you rather not have dating apps and not have technology when it comes to dating?
100%. Yeah, I would not like to have it. Sorry. It was just weird the way I said that. I would not like to have it. Yeah, no, I think that we don't meet people in organic ways anymore. It's so... I don't hear people meeting at work as much or at... out at a coffee shop or at a bar or whatever.
The diner.
I feel like people aren't doing that.
Record shop.
And I think we kind of feel like we have no other option. Don't you feel dating apps are right now our only option?
No, exactly. Because people are not going to approach you when you're out most of the time. Mm-mm. And it does seem like the people that we don't want to talk to, i.e. very much, like, older creepy men are the ones that seem to approach us when we're out. Wouldn't you say that? That's
older
what happened.
Creepy men. Yeah.
That's what happened the other night. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, definitely.
So, definitely, we're not meeting people in organic ways, and I truly believe if we didn't have dating apps and didn't have the technology that we have now, we would be out and about. We would be meeting people at weird, random places, and because that's how it used to happen.
Yeah.
And I just think life would be more interesting that way. I honestly do. I think people would be more present to what's going on, and...
Well, also...
I don't know. It's just how I feel.
I think the process of swiping on dating apps is just the most objectifying experience all around. Because either way that you spin it, maybe you're not necessarily hoping that the person is an Instagram model in terms of how they look. But you're still judging them based off of, you know, a 2D profile. Where do they work? How old are they? What's their earning potential? You know what I mean? It's not based on that organic chemistry that you feel when you meet someone in person. And what I will say to that, as far as my experiences, the people that I have fallen for in person that I've met in organic ways, I never would have swiped right on. Mm-hmm. I just never would have. I'm thinking of one person right now who, you know, I have a massive fucking crush on. And I know I wouldn't have swiped right on him, but in person, he's fire, he's this 3D, you know, obviously, 40?
40? Let's just skip over that.
I'm just gonna not talk about dimensions.
He is magical as fucking
person. He's this dynamic person with this incredible, alluring personality,
aura,
and all these interesting things to say, and humor, and I never would have seen that based on his profile.
Right.
I wouldn't have necessarily thought he was the most attractive because he doesn't photograph well, and he's not what I think I like. And that's what it is with dating apps. We're choosing who we think that we're gonna like, but we have no idea.
Right.
You don't know until you meet someone.
And that is also a huge problem. It's such a flaw in the system because it is not fun, and it is, I think, personally, it's a waste of my time when I meet someone and almost immediately I know there's not going to be chemistry or
yes.
no, there's just not attraction here, and I am stuck on this date. And some people, kudos to you, are way more open-minded and are just like, okay, well, maybe I wouldn't date this person, but I'm just in it for the experience.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm going to go meet this interesting person and blah, blah, blah.
If I felt like these guys that I was going on dates with were so fascinating, then maybe. But I just had that experience last weekend where, based on his profile, I thought that maybe he would be attractive to me sexually. And immediately when I met him, within the first, I want to say, 5 seconds,
yes,
my body rejected it.
No,
I
know.
My body was like, no, you don't want to fuck him.
And a wall goes up, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not, it's just so much effort at that point to just kind of like have fake conversation,
yeah,
or it's just because
no
it's
reason.
Like you
to
don't
get
really
through it.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be friends with you.
Me either.
Have a really hard time. I have not successfully made a lot of guy friends.
And honestly,
out there.
My opinion, and I don't mean this in a mean way. I don't really give a fuck about having guy friends. Don't care. Not a priority. Don't give a fuck.
And if I have guy friends, it will be in an organic way. I'm not
gonna
meet guy friends off of Bumble.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just not gonna
happen.
It's not
gonna happen. And also, I think they have a hard time being friends with me.
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
Too. I
no,
mean, they
exactly.
want they want to, you know,
they exactly. And
get
even if they say
you.
They don't, they do. Or that's
yeah.
just how that's in my experience. That's how it's gone.
Same,
so.
same. Definitively 100%. And I just don't have time for
that. So that is a flaw in the system, because if we didn't have dating apps and we were just meeting people out and about, we wouldn't.
You
would
hang out with that person.
You
would know whether or not you were going to spend your Saturday night with this person, because you would have already felt if there was chemistry or not.
Right.
It's this whole new thing to think that there might be chemistry, go and you know.
It's
every time, too, because we've been going on a lot of dating updates. It's every time. You just never know. And the last few people that I've gone on dates with, it's been the case.
Right.
The last several, actually. And you know what's been so weird, too, lately? So I think we've talked about this a little bit, but I think because of technology and dating apps and everything, guys are so anxious. I've had two guys in the past few weeks text me after... Are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm giggling.
Well, because it's dumb. Ridiculous. It's dumb. Text me afterwards to tell me that they were... And it's almost in this pitying way to say, oh, Helena, I'm so... One of them said, I'm so sorry to waste your time, blah, blah, blah. I was so anxious. Another one said, hey, sorry, I'm just so new to this. I know I seemed really off yesterday, blah. Dude, I don't give a fuck.
And let me just say, because I was secretly there on that date with you, dude. You just didn't know that Helena's best friend was sitting across the bar. The guy that texted you and was like, I'm sorry to waste your time. First of all, that makes it seem like you were this total cold-hearted bitch during the date. You weren't. You sat there for a good hour and a half and made conversation with him and this and that.
I know.
And yes, it got a little awkward at the end.
Yeah, because I was trying to bounce and he knew it.
Yeah, but, like, that's... Come on, dude. Go talk to your friends about that.
I want a thicker skin all around from these guys. Maybe I need a thicker skin, too, but just get over it. Get over... I don't like you? Too bad. Get the fuck over... No, but I'm serious. That's just a part of the process.
Well, yeah, and that... It sucks, and that is how it is. And we've both been...
But why are you coming to me? Like, I'm basically the one who's rejecting you, and then you're coming to me for comfort? And
well, that's just unhealthy. Weird. You are not well. Please go work that out.
It was both of those guys. And also... Well,
yeah.
Also, I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that I'm such a caretaker, and I feel like guys sense that about me immediately, and I'm very much, tell me about blah, blah, blah. How are you? Blah, blah, blah.
Right, because you're making most of the conversation, and you're putting in most of the emotional labor.
And I'm making them feel at ease.
Right.
You know how back in the day, I mean, I don't know if this is true, but it was the men who were the confident ones, who made the woman feel at ease, who were the aggressors. Don't you sometimes feel like you're in that position?
Yes, and honestly, it should just feel equal.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be there. It should just be...
True. I mean, yes, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I just think that, if anything, we're at the other opposite of the... opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah, you know what
I'm saying. I had a date similar to that.
To which?
Like, what you're saying. Like, being the aggressor, making... Having... Or, what am I trying to say? I'm sorry. I don't know.
Well, I'm even thinking about the date that I went on with the Brit, who... He's really successful and smart and 10 years older than me. And yet it's me saying, well, tell me about your work. Oh, tell me more. Oh, my God. How has that been for you? Why am I leading everything?
Well, I will have to say with that situation, it did come out a little later in time that he
might have like a social. Yeah, but okay. Yes, maybe. But that's the situation with all of these dates.
Well, that's the thing. And I was just going to say that because... The Brit is kind specific. Of a separate, and then these other two guys.
I want to lump him in.
I know.
I don't want to step. I want to lump him in. I know,
but we're just going to talk about these other two guys that, yes, you had to put all the emotional labor of making conversation to make it easy for them.
Yeah.
To make them feel comfortable.
I'm putting them at ease.
I haven't had that situation too much in the past couple weeks, but I have had that once.
Yeah.
Because we've been going on a lot of dates.
There's just one person I want to go on a date with, but he's off limits.
For right now, for sure.
But he's so sexy.
I know.
But he's so sexy.
I do want to ask you something else about...
Yeah, ask me.
Online dating.
Ask away.
Because, I don't know, I think I felt this way about online dating when I first was going online. And I think we've talked about it in one of our first episodes that... Because we're online, because there's such a big pool, it feels like, you know, people aren't willing to commit because there are so many choices. Do you actually feel like that's part of what's going on with some of these guys that aren't able to commit? Because in the back of their head, they're like, oh, wait, maybe there's someone else out there on this lovely dating app. Right?
No. I don't
used to think that, and now I honestly don't think that.
I don't either. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's the problem that we've been discussing, that we've been going through. I don't think that's what it is, actually.
Right.
It's not like they're going out and getting some all the time and having all this tremendous luck. I know that they're not.
Right, no one is.
No, exactly. No, so I don't necessarily think that. I do, however, think, though, because we're not initially meeting people in person and connecting in that way, people are much more likely to just blow things off. Yes. Make a plan and then just blow it off, not even show up.
Right.
I think that happens all the time because there's not really any consequences. It's not like you're going to run into that person again in class or whatever. So you're just less invested and they're, you know, you're just like, oh, whatever. And I think part of it is because we don't necessarily have as much experience with going through the uncomfortableness of a first date. And, it is going to be a little awkward and nerve wracking and you have to push through that discomfort in order to get the reward. And I think we like to be comfortable.
And it's just that instant gratification, too. We just want...
Yes. Yeah, instant gratification. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess my question to you is, ideally, moving forward, what would you like to see happen in your dating life? Do you want to keep using dating apps? Because for me, the thing is, I am not against dating apps, per se, but it's so much more romantic and organic to just meet someone in a different setting.
Well, it's fucking natural. It's human nature to be out, connect, have that chemistry be there, and then, like, follow up on that. That is natural human being for you. This is just a whole different thing online, and I think what's hard about it, what's difficult, and I find myself in this position often, is that, yes, I much rather meet someone that way. That being said, it's not happening because I feel like our generation has changed so much with not just online dating, but social media in general, and having such an online presence, and really maybe being disconnected from themselves.
From themselves,
exactly, and just not really knowing who you are, and not knowing how to go through the uncomfortability of meeting someone new, and so that's not happening. And I feel like...
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just say, do you think where we're at right now, so you're in your mid-20s, I guess I'm still in my early 20s technically, but do you think that people are not dating as much? I felt that way my entire young life.
Yes, I
felt that way in high school, I felt that way in college, and I feel that way now. I do not think our generation is in as many serious relationships.
They're not, and we're also not having as much sex, which we know that, too.
Oh, right, true.
So, yes, absolutely. I don't think we're
just not doing well when it comes to connecting. Go back to what we were just saying,
right.
Is it because we think we have so many options? No, we just don't know how to connect anymore.
And it's this fucking bullshit. I really believe, truly, that it's not just online dating, it is social media, it is growing up on the internet, it's being on a screen all day, it's not having that present, intimate, vulnerable connection with other people, and I find it very difficult because, like I said, yes, I much rather meet someone out and about, but it's not happening, and so I feel like it's the only option for me to continue going through online dating, because that's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, and I think we're lonely. I think we're really lonely as a generation, but then we're numbing it out. We're numbing it out with Netflix in bed, with being on YouTube and Instagram and everything all hours of the night.
With partying.
And partying, of course, that's always been a factor. I think that food, and I think that's a big issue too, especially in our country right now, obesity, binge eating, all of that. We are just numbing it all out. I think we're a really lonely generation. We're not good at connecting. We don't know how to make those deep connections. We're flaky. We're obsessed with our... We're image-based. We're obsessed with the image, how it's going to look on Instagram, not how it's going to feel in the moment.
Yeah.
And because of that, I can only imagine. We must be so touch-deprived, you know? We're all of these things. And I think we're lonely, and no one's admitting to it. But I really believe that about millennials.
Right.
I really believe that. And we have this whole, I'm doing me. And we've talked about this on other episodes.
Yeah, individualism.
Yeah, and independent. And I got to work hard, and I got to get ahead. And so I'm going to devote my... And you know what? When I was talking to the other day, and I said that whole thing about my being in my prime. I think that... We believe in our 20s we need to just be focusing on ourselves, getting ahead. I think that's what the message is right now in our culture and in America, that young people should just be career focused, whatever it is, but basically on themselves. I know for me that is not what is going to create a fulfilling life. Yes, I want to focus on my career. That's a piece of the pie. That's a piece of my pie. Yes, I also want to work out and I want to spend time doing things I love, having fun, laughing, playing, and being with my best friends.
Right.
And yes, I would love another piece of the pie to be a significant other. It's not happening, but that's what I would like.
Of course.
And so I think when we're in this mindset of you got to get ahead, you got to go do what it is and do it by yourself and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm thriving right now. So like that, okay, I wish I could pull this up right now. I don't have it with me, but that Bumble
profile
the other day, which he basically was like, I am thriving in my life right now. I love my career. I love my job. So dating is not a priority.
I'd be open to it if it happened, but it's not a priority.
Well, then get the fuck off a dating website, you fucking asshole, because I'm not going to wait around for you and, you know, revolve around your schedule. I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of that.
And I've always believed, and maybe this is just the type of person that I am, I have always believed that the purpose of life, of human life, is connection.
It's love.
That's, I mean, we're getting real philosophical on you. I know, but I really believe that. And that is why I spend so much time with you, Alex, because our relationship is so fucking fulfilling and deep and love-filled. And
yes. And I just want to say, we are so lucky because we are lucky to have friendships in our life.
Yeah.
Where we are really vulnerable with each other. Where, yeah, you know, we cuddle with each other. And I, yeah, cuddle with my other friends. That's something,
yeah,
we do.
Me too.
And really have that intimacy and that emotional connection and support and comfort.
That humans need. That, right, human beings need.
And what's sad is that men have a much harder time finding that. They don't. Yeah. They are not very likely to have that with their other friends, and therefore I don't understand then why these guys say they want relationships and they do want that, yet
they're probably, I would hazard a guess, so afraid because,
right,
of our, you know, mass super toxic masculinity culture, whatever, and because guy friendships are not necessarily allowed to be deep and vulnerable as women to women friendships are. And then not having as much dating experience, they're probably really afraid to get to that place with someone because that's fucking vulnerable. And then imagine this, you don't have the support system of all your friends in the way that women do. You open up to this partner and then they just, and you get vulnerable with them in a way that you never have with anyone else in your life.
Right.
And then they decide that they're going to leave you. That's much harder, I think, for heterosexual guys in a, right, breakup, because you were potentially that one person for them. If we go through a breakup, I'm gonna get exactly the same, if not more, emotional support from you than I would have been getting from my boyfriend.
Right.
He's not getting that from his best male friend.
Right.
He's not. Doubt it.
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Doubt it.
So I wonder if part of it also, this them, you know, denying these relationships and putting up these walls and keeping us at an arm's length is a genuine fear of getting hurt?
I'm sure it is, especially because I know this guy that I was seeing for a very small moment in time.
Frenchie?
Yes, Frenchie has been very heartbroken.
And he's sensitive. Yeah. You know that. You got that from him.
So, yes, I absolutely think that does have a huge part to do with it. I just think it's a shame because, I don't know, holding back. And then you're just missing out.
You are missing out. And I think we'd just be so much better off if we just gave ourselves to relationships and experienced them. Because I would have liked to have had a decent amount of experience dating. Not just going on dates. I have a shit ton of experience with that now.
right.
But being in relationships before I settled down.
And healthy ones.
Yeah. And loving people in this way.
And I think, too, it's important to say, like, it's not that we're over here being like, we need relationships to thrive.
No.
It is simply that partnership and relationships are, it's in our nature.
Of
it is
course
human
it is.
Nature. And
right.
So when technology and dating apps and social media is starting to really, it's obviously affecting us
it
on
is.
A level that's, we're having trouble connecting with one another. That's
sad.
When things start to get, yeah, exactly.
Scary.
It's sad. It's scary.
And what's next? My genuine question is, what is next? What are our marriages going to look like in this generation?
Well, are we going to get married? I mean, I'm really starting to think, like,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know either. I don't have an answer, and I don't know where we're headed or what's next. I really don't. I don't know that, like, on this big scale for our generation. I also don't know that for Alex and I. I don't know.
I know.
I mean, in the time that Alex and I have been friends, neither of us, well, I got out of my last relationship at the beginning of Alex and I's friendship, but neither of us have been able to get into a relationship.
No, and we've dated. We've gone on so many dates. And, like, yes, it has been helpful in many ways of really learning what I don't want, what I am looking for, you know, getting very comfortable with communicating with people very honestly. True, and when, hey, true. My need is not going to be met here.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. True. And goodbye.
Yeah, we have gotten good at that.
Yeah, that being said, that sucks. Like,
I can't even imagine you in a relationship. Isn't that weird?
No, I know.
Can you imagine me in one?
No.
I don't.
Yeah,
it's so weird. It's so weird. It's not. Part of me is like, it's not going to happen. But I mean, there. I have a sliver of hope.
I have a tiny bit of hope.
Wait,
I need to take a moment to think about this. There was something important that I wanted to bring up, and I'm trying to think.
About dating apps?
Yeah, yes. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Oh my god, I can't believe it, honestly. So I guess I do want to ask you, Helena Earls, are you going to continue dating online?
Yes. But okay. I've already found the person I want to marry.
I know.
But I can't have it, him.
For right now.
So I have to distract myself. But.
Do you want to say it?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't. It's awful.
Helena has a wonderful, amazing crush out in the world, and I can't say who right now.
I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I'm going to. You know what I forgot? In all that we've been talking about this, I met my ex on Bumble. And now I loved him.
And you said, too, that you probably wouldn't have, you weren't super attracted to him.
Based on his profile. But then I met him and he turned around and I was like, holy shit.
See?
And it was immediate and we had incredible chemistry.
Right.
So, I mean, I ended up being in love with him. So I know that it's possible. It's happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, moving forward, I am definitely going to, you know, I'm going to use online dating. All right, that sounded so weird. I'm going to say that over. I'm going to use dating apps, but when I make plans with people, I am going to be very definitive in time with this person, and I want to go meet with someone for an hour, no more than that, so that when I know in the first 10 seconds of arriving and meeting this person that I already, you know, I'm not that interested in. Exactly. I'm not going to be stuck. And if I do meet up with this person and I'm really into it and chemistry's there, cool. I can prolong it.
Well, what are you going to say? Are you going to get there and be like, hey, I just want to let you know that I have dinner plans with so-and-so, with my friend?
I think before I even get there, I'm going to be like, hey, I do really want to meet with you. Like, you know, for example, probably tomorrow night. On this date, if I choose to go on it, I'm going to say, I have to work really early Friday morning. Like, do you want to meet at, you know, 8 o'clock? I'm just going to...
I'm only going to go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Perfect. Yeah, that's a great idea. I like that.
I like that a lot. And I think that's really all I had to say about the online dating.
Yeah.
Dating.
And again, because I'm in a stage of infatuation, I'm coming from this specific place, but it is so fucking fun to meet someone in person and build up tension and, you know, be excited to see them. It's so much better. It's so much better.
I know. It's also, oh, God, it's going to be okay. It's really hard when you do meet someone and you are really into them and there is chemistry and then it fucking
doesn't
go that way.
Yeah, that, I'm sorry.
Because they're not mature enough or something, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, this has been a really interesting discussion. My favorite part was when I spoke so quickly.
And I know, it was so good.
That was weird. So awesome. That was so bizarre.
You fucking took that study by the
dick. You're gonna listen back to that and go, and you're gonna cringe when you go, you're gonna cringe. I already know.
God damn it.
I love you guys.
Love you, bitches.